Hello, you. Happy Friday. Shit, what a week. It's been a bit mental. It's been fucking short, hasn't it? It's what happens, you see. The king has a birthday and we suffer. All because of Charlie. So we had a very short week because we all had Monday off. And then I'm now away, starting repotted today. So I've been travelling and only had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Had to fit a whole week into 3 days. Now, I'm not alone. But do you know, I was thinking about this and I was having a conversation. It was quite funny with my daughter, and she was telling me, you know, about lucky girl syndrome. And I'm like, lucky girl syndrome? What do you mean lucky girl syndrome? She's like, oh, you know, it's when you believe you're lucky. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I've had lucky girl syndrome before you were born. I've always thought I was lucky. And lucky gets me through so much. Have you ever thought about how lucky you are? I love the idea. Like, I'm really positive, glass half full. Regardless of what's going on, I'm always looking for, like, lucky and upsides. What are the upsides? You know, it's like, oh, yay. Like, I might go to a funeral and I'm like, yay, I get to catch up with 10 people that I haven't seen for ages. Like, that's how my brain works. So I feel quite lucky that my brain does that. But it's an interesting way to live. And I've got a funny friend, James, and he always says, well, I'm doing this and it'll be fine. And I'm like, how do you know? And he's like, because I'm God's favourite. And he's like, I'm God's favourite. And that's a great way to think of yourself. You know, because when you're on the other end of it, you're like, oh, fucking nothing ever right happens to me. Instead of looking around going, well, it'll be fine because I'm God's favourite. Like, what we believe is so important. And I love the idea, you know, old Kylie Minogue, bear with me. If you're old like me, you'll know about Kylie. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Could be so lucky. Not a singer, can you tell? Could be lucky, 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 lucky. That song plays in my head all the time. And it's like, aren't we lucky? So, for example, someone this week cancelled a meeting I had in my calendar. They said, I'm so sorry, I can't make it. I went, fucking A, aren't I lucky? I just won an hour. I won an hour in the lottery of life. Like, that is fucking awesome. Now, I could have stomped my feet and gone, fucking kids with the meeting, waste my time. Meh, 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 do they not know how busy I am and been a fucking nightmare? Or I can go, oh my God, so lucky, right? Wouldn't you love to have an hour just handed to you on a plate? Well, I did. I had an hour just handed to me. So that's lucky girl syndrome. That's apparently what the young people call it. But just looking for luck and looking for the glad game. I really loved the book Pollyanna when I was a kid. Lewis Carroll's Pollyanna. And Lewis Carroll wrote about this. Pollyanna was an orphan. Her life was pretty shit. People were mean to her, but she played the glad game. And she used to take these glass prisms off a chandelier lamp in her grandmother's house and hold them up to the window to look at the rainbows. And I remember vividly reading that book and just could see the rainbow prisms. That's why I love reading. You get to move into someone else's head, you know, you get to imagine all these things and just go, oh, what am I glad about? What am I glad about? And to this day, when I see a rainbow, I go, oh, what am I glad about? It's rainbow prisms. And if you think, oh my God, what am I glad about? Glad's such a cool word. Such a cool word. And being glad and being lucky are the best ways, I think. And so when I've got a week like I've had that's been a bit overstuffed, staying glad. Staying glad is the best way. And now I'm glad because I'm off to run a retreat and I get to make other people glad. And do you know, I always open all of my retreats with, fuck, we are so lucky. How lucky are we that A, you get to take yourself away, B, that I've booked this incredible location and created a space where you could come and just relax and enjoy yourself, right? And C, how lucky are you that you've got people who can pick up your life while you're not there. Like, being really grateful to and glad for the people who might be picking up your kids, or they might be working, swapping a shift with you, or they might have, you know, lent them your car to get there, or I don't know. But there's so much we can be glad about. And I think we spend a lot of time stomping around being pissed off instead of being glad and lucky. So I want you to think about this all day. What if you were God's favourite? What if God was looking down with a torch or a laser light, just pointing it at you, going, I reckon she gets all the luck today. Imagine that. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Right? I want you to do that. I want you to spend the whole day going, oh my God, I'm so lucky. How lucky am I? Like if someone goes, I need you to stay late at work tonight, you go, oh, I'm so lucky. Aren't I lucky that you guys need me so much? Do you see what I mean? Like it's real glass full, overflowing even. That's such a good idea. So just play that game. Give yourself a lucky weekend. Think about being lucky. I reckon that's the answer, man. So lucky. You might have lucky boy syndrome. You might be listening to this podcast and be a bloke. And that's good. You're welcome. I love that you're here. So you have lucky boy syndrome. You might be lucky they them syndrome. You can be whoever you want. I don't give a fuck what you identify as. I think just be lucky. Identify as lucky, right? And then your pronouns become fuck me, I'm lucky. Do you know one of my favourite songs is a Meghan Trainor song? And it's, I don't even know the name of it. But it's my favourite line is it, and it is, if I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I think it's wannabe. I think the song's called Wannabe. Look it up on the Spotify. I'm not going to sing that either. But imagine walking around, walking down the street, and everyone that looks at you, you want to sing out loud, if I was you, I'd wanna be me too, because I am lucky. I'm God's favourite, and I'm so lucky. If you spend the next 10 minutes thinking about being lucky and then look around at how lucky you are all the time, like, I'm so lucky. Aren't I lucky? All the time. There you go. That's your homework. That's this week. That's my observation, that I reckon thinking you're lucky is going to make you luckier, and imagining that you're God's favourite is going to make you have the best fucking weekend possible. I'm going to have the best weekend possible, so I think you should too. So there you go. Lucky you. Aren't I lucky? I'm so lucky that you're listening to this podcast. You're so lucky that I have this podcast, and it gives you something random to listen to on a Friday morning. Like, you're welcome. Look at that. There you go. I'm God's favourite, signing off. Happy Friday.